Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been David Linden.
Howdy.
And, of course, everybody knows we're in the midst of the Christina Liu Show.
Of course.
And of course, the information that's being shared in the conversation is always tremendous. So we're not going to waste any time, right, David?
Right.
We're going to go right back to Christina.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, before the break, we had mentioned the Romeo. So we'll just let David do his little plug for how amazing the Romeos are. So
the funless Romeos.
Romeos is a men's social group. They're about 12 to 15, the first and third Mondays of the month, we get together, we brown bag it, and any topic is wide open. One rule, if you think the idea is stupid, you don't tell the guy who said it that he's stupid. But otherwise, we cover everything. We've settled the ills of the world seven times over. It just keeps going until we get tired. It usually runs... We meet around noon, and usually runs about 2:30 or so.
Wow. That was the interesting thing you had said earlier this morning. Some of these programs you go, it's 11 to 2, or 11 mm-hmm. to 1, 11 yeah. to whatever it is. Yeah. Then you realize you could be in the middle of a tremendous conversation.
That's right.
We realized that early on with the Romeos, that there was no putting an end time to that.
It's a wonderful group. Yeah, we make our own rules,
right.
and that's it.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're the rebels of the town.
That's right.
Yeah. And we do get great support from Christina, who sends notices out, reminders of the meeting, you know, because some people forget about mm-hmm. it there. Thinking Funday Monday, maybe.
Right.
but we got started with Christina's help. In fact, I had read an article about it, and I said to Christina, I said, "What do you think? Do you think we could do something like this?" She said, "Well, I know a couple of men who might be interested." And wham!
Yeah, and it started. It was just like five of them, I think, in the beginning.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it just grew, and it's been
Jerry
going strong.
Yeah, Jerry Peretzman was one.
Yep.
It just went. It just took off.
Jerry's a member?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I know Jerry. Okay.
Yeah, and obviously it fills a need for some.
And it's really great too, because the Romeos, you know, they'll call me and say, you know, we scheduled a speaker, you know, add it to the thing, you know, so they're very proactive in a bunch of, there was a bunch of candidates I remember you had met with.
Oh, yes, we've had candidates, we've had officials from the town at different times
mm-hmm.
as guest speakers. We want to know.
Yeah, it's a very proactive
group. You just said
group.
Something very interesting. It fills a need. There are so many pieces of Project Independence that fill certain needs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys don't go down the Funday Monday, which is fine. That's not your need.
Right.
Your need is your interaction with your group on a Monday.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else wants Funday Monday. Somebody wants a Zumba class. There's something.
Right, and that's
everybody.
What I, you know, I always say is that that's what I think is so amazing about Project Independence is that, you know, first of all, I mean, it spans from 60 onward, you know. So that in itself, you know, you want people at all different stages in their life. So you want to have something, you know, for people that want to volunteer or people that might want to go to an educational seminar or just do an exercise class, you know. So it's fun. And you listen, you can attend anything. You're not forced to go every week, you know. So whenever you're available, you know, and want to check it out.
And basically everything is free, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless it's some kind of outside agency or something, you know, it's pretty much everything free.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, we have our Project Independence Advisory Committee celebration. That's going to be next week, Wednesday, June 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's at Clinton G. Martin Park. There'll be a light breakfast served. And what's really great about this is, you know, it's just a celebration. It's the end of the year. We take a break with advisory committees over the summer. And it's just to celebrate all the accomplishments. And there's going to be some wonderful guest speakers in attendance from Northwell talking about the importance of healthcare directives. So it's definitely an important thing. And they're wonderful, wonderful speakers. So it should be very informative and fun at the same time. So that's June 22nd, 10 a.m. to noon at Clinton G. Martin Park. And call 311 or 869-6311 to register for that.
Yeah. This is go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's nice about it provides a certain degree of interaction among the...
Mm-hmm. All the committee members,
Yeah.
Because that's what, you know, we always talk about. I mean, the advisory committees are really, you know, the bread and butter of Project mm-hmm. Independence. I mean, they're the ones that are in the community telling us what's needed. You know, North Hempstead's a huge place. There's all different needs based upon, you know, whether you're in Westbury or you're in Carpool, you know, wherever you might be.
Sure.
There's different interests. even though there's some similarities, but there's, you know, some things that, you know, I always like left in Great Neck, there's, you know, so many walkers because there's apartments, you know, so pedestrian safety was such a huge issue over there.
You mean pedestrian walkers?
Yeah. Yes, there might be both. I'm not totally sure, but, you know, so that thing that came out of that. And I know, you know, you're part of the Roslyn East Williston advisory committee. And, you know, they have different things. And what's great is that that's the place that you could say, listen, I'd love a program on, you know, art or something, you know, whatever it might be. Everything that, you know, is asked, you know, we try to figure out a way to make it happen or pass it to the place that, you know, is providing it or the department that's providing it. So
it's only recently I realized a couple of months back, but I mean, I've been doing this now for a while, that the advisories are so important because they're community specific.
Mm-hmm.
And Great Neck is unusual because of the apartments, and Roslyn is different.
Yes.
And Call Place is different.
Right.
So what I need in Great Neck, you guys may not need in Roslyn.
Right.
So why put a town initiative?
Sure.
Have a local initiative to take care of either. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this idea that we've been doing this for 3 years now, this joint advisory, because, you know, it's a lot of times say, well, I want to know what's going on in, you know, that committee. I want to know what's on that committee.
Right,
you know,
right.
So here's a chance, you know, you can kind of informally talk to people and see what's going on and meet different people. So
I think the original impetus for that came from My Sweet Babu.
Oh, there you go.
Joan said, why don't we get together so we know
what
the...
Your sweet baboon?
Babu.
Oh, Babu.
Don't you reach her.
He only calls her baboon in public. That's only in private he calls her baboon.
she hates that. But that's Charlie Brown.
I hope
Brown.
It doesn't slip next time I see her. Hey, baboon, come here.
You never want to say that to a baboon.
Yes, it did. You know, a little shout out to Joan.
Yeah,
yes.
She said, why don't we...
put it all together.
Get all together and find out what we're going on in the different advisory groups.
Yeah, and I always tell people that, you know, if you're thinking about joining Project Independence, you know, and you're, I mean, listen, it's a free program,
right.
So you're not, you know, there's no reason not to.
Yeah, that's what
really,
I'm saying.
Why
are you not a member?
And, you know, and the advisory committee, I think, is a great place to go and just kind of get a feel for, you know, what Project Independence is and what kind of goes on. So you're always welcome to, anyone's welcome to come to this advisory celebration. You just need to register. Call 311 or 869-6311 for that, because it should be a fun day. David will be there. David and John will both be there.
Yes, indeed.
I also want to encourage people that the Clark Botanic Garden has been providing this free outdoor yoga. So it's going to continue. It's a 4-week class on Sundays. So there'll be one this Sunday on Father's Day, the 19th. It's really, I mean, Clark Botanic Garden, especially this year, I feel like there's even more amazing programs going on there. And
it just continues.
And what I was just reading too, and I was pulling information for this, there's a wonderful rose garden that they really want people to come and check out. And they said it's in full bloom now. So I actually might like shoot over there and check that out myself, because it sounds very lovely. And it's just, you know, they have such great programs, and they're doing a rainwater one. And we really think that everyone should to check it out. And it's just the eco-friendly initiatives that the town is doing is really amazing. And all of our seniors absolutely look forward to the STOP program. It's going to be on Sunday, June 26th at Westbury High School from 9:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. It's certainly an amazing program. I mean, you literally can bring everything that you want to get rid of there.
Well, one of the great things about it, I think the most important, is the shredding program.
Mm-hmm.
You can get rid of all the papers, your past tax returns, out of date, and you can stand there. You don't hand it and put it on a pile. You watch it being put on the lift that takes it into
right.
the shredder.
Yeah, and you're able to bring 6 banker boxes there to it.
I went last time for the first time.
Yeah, and it's great because every 2,000 pounds of paper the town recycles equates to 17 trees saved. You know, so that just gives you an idea of and listen, it all ties in with all of our first speaker, you know, about safety, because you're able to bring, you know, medication or pharmaceuticals
Dump down the drain. Yeah,
and, you know, any kind of, you know, whether it's like paints or different cleaning things that you have. I mean, it's really, the list goes on and on.
And you don't have to get out of your car. I didn't know. You just keep driving. They'll take the stuff out of your trunk.
Yes.
I mean, you know, which is very...
No, and it's really... and what I love also is that you could bring you can, like, donations for the Big Brothers Big Sisters is there, taking, you know, clothing, furniture. I mean, it's, the list is really endless. You can call 311 to get information on the particulars
it's
of what they
program,
do. But you can literally, you know, it's a perfect time to clean out stuff. You know, you just get rid of it all in one shot. And that is Sunday, June 26th, Westbury High School, 9:30 to 3 p.m.
Shredding is the longest line.
Yeah.
When I was there last time. The other stuff, it's one, two, three. Drop off your pills. Right. Shredding, there's going
to
be
five, and a lot of people want to watch. What's nice is you're able to watch it get shredded.
That's it. You're not leaving it
in a pile for
someone to pick up and carry it over. You're doing it yourself. Yeah. So you know what's happening to it.
Right, right. I agree with you 100%. That, we'll talk about that again next week to remind everybody, because it's next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But we're out of time.
I know.
The Christina Lou Show flies.
It's all fun in North Hempstead. I mean, it's jam-packed.
And between Peter Zuckerman and Amy Artuso today, if I'm saying that right, because you didn't correct me.
Yeah.
We've had another wonderful show. I want to thank everybody for being with us. Christina, David, and Dan has been with us today, who is the director but was helping out because of everybody's schedule. It's always great to have Dan here. So have a great week, everyone.
And happy Father's Day to all the dads
out there.
Happy
Father's Day. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And 311 is the number to remember if you need anything during the week. Listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.